Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. That won't work, will it? We got our good friend John Fox with us. John O. Fox is the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. He's a retired, recovering tax attorney and from many years of practicing law, and he's also recently retired from being an outstanding professor at Mount Holyoke College in Amherst, Massachusetts. That's right over the notch from Hadley, and he's our tax expert, and we're going to talk about that topic. John Fox, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure, and I don't feel really retired. I practiced law for 35 years in Washington, D.C., and I taught for 25 years in Mount Holyoke, but I'm still writing and getting on shows like yours, and so it's I still feel very young.
Well, you're staying active, and that's the key. And thank God we can do that. And you're my hero because you're what I aspire to be. I don't plan to ever retire, John. Actually, I think my definition of retirement is waiting to die.
Well, I always tell people that you better retire to something. In other words, I think is the exciting thing is to move to something else that excites you, that gets you up in the morning.
Absolutely, and one of the things that gets you up a lot, I think, is thinking about the tax code of the United States. What have you been working on lately?
Well, I'm actually going to be giving a talk in another 2 weeks in Hawley, Massachusetts, at a church that has a 2-lecture series in the summertime, and I'm going to talk about tax breaks in the law that primarily help high income people. And how, in fact, if we're going to help high-income people with all sorts of tax subsidies for housing, health care, education, etc., that we might help lower-income people who need the help themselves. One of the things, let me just mention a small one that's really astonishing. We have a child care credit. I know you know about that. It gives people who owe taxes $1,050 for one child and twice that, $2,100 for two children. And that phases down as your income goes up, but it never gets under $600 or $1,200 for two people. So if you have millions of dollars of income, you can subtract $1,200 from your taxes for your child care. But if you don't owe taxes, you're too poor, you're working your tail off, it's only for workers, you can't get a child care credit
it's only based on income.
Yeah.
The credit only works if you've got income to offset it.
Yeah, and anybody who's a mom or a dad with a young child knows that child care is so expensive. It can kill your.
And I'm just going to take the opposite side of this for a second.
Yeah.
But aren't there plenty of other programs that offset that for that family that doesn't have that income?
No, there are lots of small programs, but none that really adequately help people. I mean, child care costs run from $5,000 to $20,000 per child or more, $25,000. So if you think about why we want to get people...
I will say this, John. I do know single mothers who are really trying to break through and get off of subsistence and get a job. And the one hurdle, the one big speed bump, the one hump that they have to get over is how do I earn enough money to make it worthwhile and pay for child care?
And you're so right. And just think about the public interest in this. We want those mothers to get back to work as soon as the child is old enough so they can go to work. But if you can't afford child care or you can barely afford
if you're above a certain income, you don't get that money, and we're going to give that money to the we're going to give that as an actual award of money, a money award to a low income mother?
Well, I don't view it as an award. I think that we have limited resources.
That's not a good term, but I mean
in other words,
get it regardless of their income.
Well, let me just state the general proposition, which I think Lincoln expressed so well. The government should do for people what they can't do for themselves. And otherwise, and I know you believe in limited government, government shouldn't be engaged in all of these expenditure programs through the tax system that help people who could pay for things themselves. So if you have hundreds of thousands...
We're in complete agreement on that. Hold on to that thought, John. We're gonna let John continue to illuminate this issue with us after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. John Fox is our guest. We'll be right back.
In the air, on Broadway. But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.